Good afternoon and good evening, everybody. And I have a little bit concern. Okay, cancel. Okay, I'm trying to reorganize my camera a little bit. I hope everybody can hear me well. As Amroy mentioned, this is the second part of Samasati. The topic for today's Dharma talk is Samasati. The seventh step of the Noble Eightfold Path. In our last session, we were discussing this, but we ran out of time. So, this is the second part of the Dhamma talk of Samasati. I hope all of you heard that talk. Because if you have, it will help you to understand this better. And understand what we are discussing today. And don't worry, even if you were not present, you will still be able to understand without confusion what you're going to talk about today. Samasati is about training the mind to become objectively aware of the body and mind. The word Samma we translate as harmony and Sati as attention or awareness. It is a discussion about Buddhist meditation techniques and Buddhist meditation practice. Practice of Sati is what removes the impurities of mind and awakens the wisdom within us. Sati is what helps us to reach the goal of nirvana. When we add the word Samma, that means a special kind of attention, a special way of practicing awareness. We also call this Satipatthana. And some of you have studied the Satipatthana Sutra with me. And you're familiar with the word Satipatthana. Why would I say it is a special way of practicing awareness or attention? Because Sammasati is about withdrawing attention from the objective world and turning it towards yourself. It's about introspection. You have six senses. You're connected to the world through those six senses. Let's take the eye, for example. You're looking at a person, your eye perceives an image, the mind processes the image, and you recognize this person. And this person especially maybe as somebody who has done something to hurt you in the past. What happens next? You dislike the person and you're experiencing emotional disturbances. You can become angry, unhappy, or get frustrated with what you see. You're experiencing a conflict with what you see. In this case, how would you practice Sammasati? You turn your attention away from the person you dislike so much and focus your attention inward, or you become introspective. That is, in Buddhism, we call practice of Sammasati. What happens next? You become aware of the emotional disturbances that you experience, emotional disturbances within you, and you begin to see clearly where they are coming from, how they are happening. You also begin to see how your own memory interpret what you are seeing, and your interpretation of this visual experience is what is responsible for emotional disturbances. Not the person who is standing in front of you. It is the way you interpret your visual image. And we are actually talking about what happens when you perceive something. Emotional disturbances are what we call dukkha, or suffering, or misery. There are subtle emotional agitations that are more obvious. And also there are more obvious strong emotional disturbances. Basically, the human mind is always in an emotionally agitated state. I know some of you might question that, but it is very subtle. Agitation, emotional agitations keep you in a state of anxiety. We experience anxiety all the time. On your journey to free yourself from dukkha, or misery and pain in life, you first calm your emotions and then you prevent or stop them. What is the result of stopping the emotional agitations? What happens when you do that? The result is peace. You experience inner peace. The Buddha teaches us a way to live in peace. The Buddha teaches us a way to freedom from unhappiness. The Buddha teaches us the way to nirvana. The way or the path is called practice of Sammasati, the practice of harmonious attention or introspective awareness. The practice of inward attention or introspective awareness has four aspects, or there are four kinds of attention, and in Pali we call Chattaro Satipatthana. Chattaro Satipatthana. Four kinds of attention. And the first one is pay attention to the body. We call it Kaya Anupassana in Pali. The second one is paying attention to the feelings in the body. That one we call Vedana Anupassana. The third one is paying attention to your emotions, emotional agitations. That we call Chitta Anupassana. And the fourth one is paying attention to your mental constructs or thought formations. And that we call Dhamma Anupassana in Pali. By practicing sati in these four ways, you develop an insight into your inner world. Insight into your personal experience of life. You begin to understand your body, your feelings, your emotions, and your thoughts. That is what leads you on the path to liberation. As you practice samasati in these four ways, that is what we call Buddhist meditation practice, Buddhist path to inner peace and enlightenment. It is very clear, Buddhist meditation practice is not just training the mind. Not just training the mind. It is also training the body. That is what Buddha talks about, especially when he discusses Kaya Anupassana. The Buddha saw the interdependent nature of the body and mind and how they work together. The experience of enlightenment is a result of understanding both the body and the mind. And both biological and emotional principles and finding harmony with body and mind. You all know hormones and stress and tension in the body, chemicals that are feeding the cells of the body, all are physical activities. They can keep the mind in an agitated state and make it impossible or difficult to succeed with your meditation practice. Think of a person who is addicted to smoking. When the urge rises, the cells in the body that are seeking a chemical fix are controlling his or her mind. That person loses the willpower to go against it. The cells can get your mind to defend the addiction, and the mind surrenders to the messages of the cells and allows the cells of the body to have its chemical fix. Isn't that interesting? Kaya Anupassana that Buddha teaches, or body awareness, meditation, emphasizes that you need to be in touch with the body. You need to get to know the state of your body, and you need to understand your body By doing so, your mind can get the body into a relaxed state. When the body relaxes, the mind naturally slows down and it becomes easier for you to practice your attention or practice your meditation. There are a lot of biological forces that are causing the mind to be restless and to be constantly in an agitated or anxious or an emotional state. We cannot disregard those physical signals. We need to remain peaceful and remain consciously aware as you continue your meditation practice. So kaya anupassana, training the mind to pay attention to your body and observe the state of the body, actually that is absolutely essential for the success of your meditation practice. Whenever I lead through a meditation, what do I do first? I lead you through a physical relaxation exercise. Why? A relaxed body helps you to focus your attention better. A tensed body or stressed body make it harder to meditate and can keep the mind in a disturbed and even an irritated state. Training the mind to be conscious of the body, as we discussed now, is what we call kaya anupassana. Kaya is the body, anupassana is conscious attention, becoming consciously aware. It's a very important part of Buddhist meditation practice. Now let's go back to the first example I mentioned in the beginning. You see a person you don't like, and the image of that person is causing you an emotional agitation or emotional discomfort. When you feel unpleasant, it is an emotional reaction, and that reaction is not only a mental experience, it is also a physical experience. When you are angry with somebody, it is not just an emotional experience, it is also a physical experience. Do you understand what I am talking about? Every emotion is also a physical experience. Emotional reactions cause changes in the body, and we know that. You experience stress in the body, and it is a physical manifestation of the emotion. Even the slightest emotional arousal, emotional excitement, have an impact on your body and link to the body. Any moment an emotion gets aroused, we all know the changes that happen in the body. If you really closely pay attention, you can see it immediately. You can feel it immediately. This is going on all the time, not from time to time. Your heart, your lungs, your stomach, all experience changes. Any moment an emotion gets aroused, or emotions get aroused, and your nervous system also become overactive because of your reaction. They all are physical manifestations of emotional reactions. Seeing those physical changes, observing those physical changes, you calm the body and keep the body in a relaxed state. That's why when we get into a serious meditation practice, we constantly keep coming back to the body, checking the state of the body, releasing stress, relaxing the body, making sure that the body is relaxed. That is one part of the practice. This is part of the practice of Kaya Anupassana meditation. The problem is an untrained mind is totally unconscious of the changes in the body caused by the emotions. If you observe somebody who are even slightly emotionally disturbed, you can notice as an observer the physical changes that person is experiencing. The physical stress caused by emotions can get built up, especially can get built up until the body becomes sick. A modern psychologist speak about psychosomatic disorders. I'm sure you have heard about them. Who knows, you might even have some psychosomatic disorders. The psychosomatic disorders are physical effects of emotions, or how the body can get sick as a result of the impact of emotions. If you practice Kaya Anupassana meditation, you can not only prevent psychosomatic disorders, but you can also resolve the ones you may have and heal the body. In the beginning level, there are simple ways to practice Kaya Anupassana. You do not necessarily need to be sitting on a meditation cushion. Let me tell you a simple way. Just for the beginner, this is a good practice for a beginner to begin the practice. Eh? As soon as you get up in the morning, and as soon as you wake up in the morning, before getting out of bed, you can take 5 minutes to practice Kaya Anupassana and see how it affects your day, how it influences your day during the day. So you wake up and open your eyes. And take 5 minutes to practice Kaya Anupassana. And that will help you during the day to stay relaxed and prevent yourself from becoming anxious or getting disturbed by simple challenges that you experience during the day. First, become aware of your position of your body and pay attention to your breath. Then breathe in and out consciously. When you breathe in, feel the whole body, and as you breathe out, relax the body. Let the in-breath contact the mind with the body, or connect the mind with the body. You can even visualize when you do it in the beginning. Notice the state of your body. You can ask, like, simply, is the body tired? Is the body tensed? Do I feel low energy? Do I feel relaxed? Feel as though your body has your full attention, your total attention. When you get up in the morning, you give the all the attention your body needs for a few minutes. And also it's healthy for you because body then will not crave attention from others as much. So you can do the same when you go to bed in the evening. Breathe consciously, feel the body deeply, and relax your body. You can also start your daily meditation practice with a few quiet and conscious minutes with your body. It's always important to check your body, feel your body, realign your body, and slowly direct your attention from a relaxed physical state into the breathing. When you practice Kaya Anupassana as a serious meditator, there is much more to do. You look at not only the state of the body, but you also examine your relationship with your body. That's very important. The goal of your meditation is to enter into the world of the body and see the reality of the physical nature of the body as it is. It's very helpful. Why is it important? How does that help to reach enlightenment? You're just paying attention to your body. How can that help you to experience transformation? Because people live their entire lives with an egocentric attachment to the body. Or they live their entire lives having a self-centered or selfish perception of the body, which is responsible for most of their unhappiness and suffering, which is also responsible for the suffering that they cause to others around them. So Kaya Anupassana deepens your awareness about your connection with the body. It's very important. It deepens your understanding of how the body evolves every moment, which is constant decay. And what is the eventual end of this body, your physical form? The Buddha recommends to us in six ways to practice Kaya Anupassana meditation. They're called Pabba, or in Pali, or sections or ways. First one is called Anapana Pabba, or section of Anapana. It's about training the mind to be conscious of the breath as a physical experience. The second one is called Iriyapata Pabba, or section of posture. We talk about four postures. And some of you already have studied that. It's about how we train the mind to be conscious of four postures of the body: sitting, standing, walking, and sleeping positions, you know, or lying down. How we train the mind to be present, how we practice conscious awareness, how we remain connected in this all four postures. The third one is Sampajana, Sampajanya, Pabha. It's about how we become conscious, how we should consciously process all of our sensual experiences as we engage the world through our five senses or six senses, including the mind. The fourth one is Patikula Manasikara Pabha. It's about how to train the mind to understand the anatomy of the body. The fifth one is Dhatu Manasikara. How to train the mind to be conscious of the four elements that our body is made of: earth, fire, water, and wind. The sixth one is Navasivatikaya Pabha. It's about how to train the mind to be conscious of what eventually happens to this body after one's death. When you take your last breath, the body becomes lifeless. It will happen. It's waiting. It's going to happen. You can't escape from it. You can't run away from it. Somebody will either bury it or burn it. This is what will happen to this body. And if you deeply reflect on that, it becomes easier for you to remove egocentric attachment to this body. It is easier for you to reduce your selfish perception or change your selfish perception of your body or selfish attachment to your body. So in these four ways or six ways, we are exploring different aspects of our physical existence, our relationship with this form, remembering life is on a journey. You have come to this world, into this form, into this body for a short visit. You are a visitor. This body doesn't belong to you because you are a visitor, because you will be leaving at any point, any moment. Eventually, you can never keep this body forever. You can never hold on to this body forever. And you cannot call, this is my body. And it is growing older every day, every moment. When you become aware of the reality of your physical existence, you can have a respectful connection with the body. You can nurture your body the best you can. You can take care of it well. And you will never do anything to hurt your body. But still, you know, it is only a temporary home. You will stay here for a very short time. Think of somebody who have died and what happened to that body. The same thing is going to happen to your body. You're going to burn it or bury it and move on. So there is nothing to be egocentric or egotistical about it. So I hope you will all have healthy relationship with your body. Treat your body kindly. Keep the ego out of it. And see it for what it is. Don't be too attached to your body. And also it is good to remember that one day this body is going to be burned or buried. Accept your body with humility and love. Not with egocentric, selfish attachment to the body. So cultivating kayanupassana is absolutely necessary. To remove egocentric perceptions towards the body, to remove selfish attachment to your body, and nurture the body with kindness and respect. This is what Buddha teaches us. I think we are running out of time, so we will discuss the three other aspects of the four foundations of mindfulness. Chittanupassana, Vedanupassana, and Dhammanupassana. And so now I would like to take some questions if you have any. I think we are already running out of time. As we traditionally do when we end the Dhamma talk, we give a blessing and may you all be well and happy. There be peace, love, and harmony in your life. Abhivadana silisa nichang vodhapa chayino chattaru dhamma vadhanti ayuvanno sukham balam ayurarogya sampatti sagga sampatti mevacha Atho nibbana sampatti minate samichatu. Let's also share the blessings with the devas. Akhasattha ca bhummatta devanaka mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiran rakkhantu sasanam. Akasattha ca bhummatta devanaga mahittika punyantam anumoditva chiran rakkhantu desanam. Akasattha ca bhummatta devanaga mahittika punyantam anumoditva chiran rakkhantu te tvam sadati. Sadhu, sadhu.